Welcome to your weekly Salem History Moment. This program is brought to you by your local Salem Historic Landmarks Commission and focuses on the people, places, and events in Salem's past. This is Kimberly Fitzgerald. September 15th was the start of National Hispanic Heritage Month. This week in September was consciously chosen to coincide with Independence Day celebrations in several Latin American countries. Today I'm going to focus on Mexico. Many festivities begin annually with a commemoration of El Grito de Dolores. This translates to the Cry of Independence in Dolores, Mexico. This event sparked Mexico's fight for freedom from Spanish rule. On September 16, 1810, Father Miguel Hidalgo rang the church bell in Dolores, Mexico, calling upon their townspeople to rise up and fight for liberty. This event sparked an over 10 years war, and on September 27, 1821, 11 years and 11 days after the Grito de Dolores, the Army of the Three Guarantees entered Mexico City, concluding the Mexican War of Independence from Spain. The leaders of the new Mexican government assembled in Mexico City on September 28, 1821, to sign their Declaration of Independence from Spain, which I will read to you in part now. The Mexican nation, which for 300 years had neither had its own will nor free use of its voice, leaves today the oppression in which it has lived. Restored then, this part of the North to exercise all of the rights given by the Author of Nature and recognize as unalienable and sacred by the civilized nations of the earth, in liberty to constitute itself in the manner which best suits its happiness, and through representatives who can manifest its will and plans, it begins to make use of such precious gifts and solemnly declares by means of the Supreme Junta of the Empire that it is a sovereign nation and independent of Old Spain, with which henceforth it will maintain no other union besides a close friendship in the terms prescribed by the treaties. This solemn declaration is made in the capital of the empire on the 28th of September of the year 1821, the first year of Mexican independence. This document was signed by 34 members of the Mexican Provisional Government. In 2010, it was put on display at the National Palace as part of the celebration of the bicentennial of the beginning of Mexico's independence. The National Institute of Anthropology and History was concerned about the exposure of the document to light and air and recommended not to keep it on display. Currently, the document is stored in the vault of the General Archives of the Nation under climate monitoring. President Lyndon B. Johnson established Hispanic Heritage Week in 1968, and then in 1988, Congress expanded the celebration to a month-long celebration lasting from September 15th through October 15th in order to allow for more activities and events to celebrate Hispanic culture and achievement. Here in Salem, Oregon's Latino Leadership Network celebrated the 16th anniversary of the annual Hispanic Heritage Month. They had a breakfast and summit at the Salem Convention Center on September 15th, and this event featured entertainment, networking opportunities, and they had speakers focused on shaping the future of Latino leadership in Oregon. The Urban Art Fest was held on September 21st at Riverfront Park, and this was hosted by Latinos Unidos Siempre, LUS. And they had graffiti artists at work, live music, and they dedicated this People's Art Festival to our immigrant community. Our city council issued a proclamation on September 22nd for Hispanic Heritage Month as well. If you're interested in exploring beyond Salem, there's an exhibit in Portland that may interest you. Ideal PDX has a mission to uplift and connect artists from across Latin America living in Oregon. They worked with Stelo, this is an art venue in Portland, to present an ex- exhibition that explores the cultural practice of charreria. This is a Mexican equestrian tradition similar to our rodeo. The exhibit features immersive murals and photography. And through this collaborative presentation, they aim to celebrate the rich traditions of charreria, emphasizing the shared heritage between Oregon and Mexico, and expressing the profound connections that bind these two groups and communities. Audiences will have the opportunity to engage with the artwork and deepen their understanding of Latino culture. This exhibit runs through October 11th, and it's open from 12 to 5, Thursday through Saturday. If you want more information, please visit stelloarts.org. Thanks for joining us for a Salem History Moment. For more information about Salem's Historic Landmarks Commission and our Historic Preservation Program, please visit cityofsalem.net.